This podcast is proud to be part of the Blueberry Network. That's blueberry with no E's .com.
Everclear Channel Communications. Listen or else.
This week's edition of the radio show is brought to you by Curious George, now available on DVD. A film with so much fun and hilarity, it gets Ken Wells of It's All About Marta and Me excited. Here's what he has to say about Curious George.
Get curious, George!
That's right. Do what Ken says. Get Curious George today.
The UN Radio Show contains language that is deemed inappropriate for younger listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Are you bald?
Yeah.
Fat? Short? Or just gross? Are you tired of palm loving?
Yeah.
Well, here at Sally's House of Love, we don't care what you look like, as long as your money is good.
Really?
Remember us at Sally's House of Love, where we don't discriminate, and neither should you.
Now STD-free for 3 days.
Woohoo!
Having problems with a bowel movement? Me too.
On radio show.
Pod say, music, is music that, you can play on your podcast, Pod say, music is, music you can play on your podcast. Lot of legal mumbo jumbo. But what it means is the rights are there for you to play it on a podcast. Dean Brown on the Pod Save Music Network. Dean Brown. Pod Save Music Network. Dean Brown.
This episode of the UN Radio Show has been brought to you by Preparation H, the ass cream for the asshole in you.
Get ready for another edition of the UN Radio Show. We are now on the UN air.
And that was My Chemical Romance. Honey, this mirror isn't big enough. Really awesome to have those guys in the PodSafe Music Network. And welcome to episode number 38 of Young Radio Show. And yes, my voice is back completely. And I'm Travis Goss. And God damn it, we prepared for this. Here we go again. Wait, how did I say this last time? This kind of fell apart. Oh, yeah. Oh, for God's sakes. Anyways. Okay, I guess I'll do the intro since nobody else wanted to. Okay. Okay, we got Brian and Andrea from the Out of Order Show. And you can find the podcast at OOOshow.com. And Andrea has another podcast called Let's Get Naughty. And where can we find that, Andrea?
Let'sGetNaughtyPodcast.com.
All right. And I understand we have a couple special guests with us this week.
We do. We have Ed Roberts from the Kansas City Weather Podcast and from Looking Out the Window, which is an awesome, awesome music show.
Hey, Travis.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great.
Excellent.
And then there's Jack.
Then there's Jack.
Oh, such disappointment.
No, Jack is. It does Get Jacked, which is, it's a cool little music show. The best part about his show are the rants. He has these rants he goes off on.
Yeah, I heard.
It's worth the whole.
I get a little testy sometimes.
Yeah, I've heard quite a few episodes of Get Jacked, and it's almost like. It almost sounds like Pacific Coast Hellway, in a way.
But not nearly as funny.
No, well, you know.
Yeah, I'm no comedian. I'm just unhappy.
That's good to know.
Oh, genuine.
I guess Nemkov's unhappy, too.
Oh, Nemkov. It'd be cool to have him on the show. It'd be pretty sick. But, you know. What?
Sick as good?
Sick as in good, definitely.
What happened to Brian?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Okay, before we get going, I do have some very grim news to report before we get going here. Ken Wells, who has been a really great friend of mine and to everybody who's been on the Young Radio Show, has decided to leave the show for good. It's in a way it almost feels like death to me, because this is a guy who I've highly respected in the podcasting world. He brought so much energy, such humor, wit. He was very supportive. He was just all in all a wonderful person, and he's going to be deeply missed around here. So Ken, if you're listening, you know, we miss you, and I hope I get to still stay in contact with you, my man, because you're definitely one of the coolest people I've ever gotten to know.
Hey, who's the heavy breather there? Is that you, Andrea?
No, my microphone's all the way up by my skull.
So it's your brain breathing, God.
It's your
brain.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, was it the microphone? Is it really a microphone that's by your mouth?
Don't.
Well, I figured you out. Okay.
I'm confused. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Are you sure that's a microphone that's by your skull?
Yeah.
Okay.
I put it there.
Pardon me. I'm going to stay away from that comment.
Yes. Good idea. Okay, well, we got some news, and I guess we're
moving right along.
Exactly. The motto around this place is move along. And I'm playing with an empty Dr. Pepper can. Okay.
Nice. The conversation's really going well.
Yeah, yes. I'm playing with a full beer bottle. Yeah.
I've got an empty beer bottle here, so hey.
It's a Wednesday beer.
Yeah.
I have an empty glass.
I'm going to have to go get beer now.
You have an empty glass of what?
Milk.
Nothing.
Milk. Well, if it's milk.
Milk.
Milk's good. Well, I go for some milk right about now.
I had a big badass piece of chocolate cake. I had to have my milk.
Oh, you gotta have... Whenever you have anything with chocolate, you gotta wash it down with milk. You have to.
Yeah, that reminds me, we'll be starting to make the pies and shit here shortly for Thursday.
I just did a cheesecake tonight.
You made one?
Yeah, we're having a Thanksgiving celebration at work, so...
Is it a pumpkin cheesecake?
No, it is not a pumpkin cheesecake.
Oh, then never mind.
Oh, cheesecake. I fucking love cheesecake. Mm-hmm. Oh,
I want somebody to make me a pumpkin cheesecake.
I could probably do that since I know how to cook.
Yeah, they're pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're no longer infected with any kind of disease, right?
Me, I'm fine. I'm all ready to go. The only thing is, though, my left ear is improving, but it's still a little, it's still a little plugged, but it's getting better.
Yeah. They didn't have to cut it off.
Thank God I wouldn't end up being the next Van Gogh, because it would be really hard to be a podcaster with only one ear, so.
You only need one ear.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Andrea only uses one.
Okay. No, I don't.
But I've always said I'd still like to be the Brian Wilson of podcasting, but, you know, whatever.
You don't want to leave your house for years on end.
I was gonna say, you want to get, like, suicidal. Yeah. And really put on weight.
Yeah. You really put on some weight.
You just don't look near as cute as you did when you were 20.
Well, shucks. I'm 27, so...
Neither do I. So.
Okay, with all that said and done, let's have some news.
Hey, can I make an announcement?
Sure, go ahead.
It's a very important announcement. Mr. Ed Roberts, who has joined us this evening.
Wilbur.
He just got older.
Ooh. No. Did we miss a birthday, Ed?
It's momentous, especially because... Last week, Ed and I were the same age, and now he's older than me.
So do we like older men now, do we, Andrea?
I have a big crush on Ed.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, just don't tell his wife.
Yeah, my birthday was yesterday, so...
Well, that's, I should just email this show to her, so... I'm just teasing. Okay.
Happy birthday, Ed.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Old man. But you're still not as...
Kids these days, eh?
You're still not as old as Brian. Or Jack, for that matter.
Jack, you're all Jack's
baby.
The old
Jack
fucker.
Is the... Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Just moving along.
I was waiting for that to come out.
Okay, well, let's just move along to some news here. I got 5 stories this time. Not 4, 5, because, well, I found some gems this week. Okay, free Viagra spices up small town life. In Brazil, the mayor of a small Brazilian town has begun handing out free Viagra, spicing up the sex lives of dozens of elderly men and their partners. Since we started the free distribution of sexual stimulants, our elderly population changed. They're much happier, said... oh my god, I hate these names.
All the old ladies are walking really funny now.
Anyways, it's
you
the
mayor...
You know
what? It must be an election year.
Anyways... This was quoted by...
An erection year. Get it?
It's a knee slapper. Okay. Anyways, that was quoted by the mayor of Novo Santo Antonio, a small town in the central state of Mato Grosso. He said 68 men over the age of 60 had already signed up for the program, which was approved by the town's legislature and has been dubbed Happy Penis or Pinto Alegre in Portuguese.
A Happy Penis program. Yeah.
Or Pinto Alegre.
Pinto Alegre, that means like fast penis, I think.
Well, is that a problem with Viagra, Jack?
Well, if the penis is hard and stiff, you know what's happening.
That's what all the girls say.
But the program has also had the unforeseen consequence of encouraging some extramarital affairs. Some of the old men aren't seeking out their wives. They've got romances on the side. Oh, yeah, total shocker. Yeah.
That's what happens.
To discourage such illicit canoodling, the mayor said the city had decided... Yeah, that's what it said, canoodling.
Not just normal canoodling, but illicit.
Yeah, yes. Could somebody look that up in Wikipedia? I don't quite understand.
It's not your variety canoodling.
Okay.
Well, to discourage such wide amounts of fucking, let's put it like that... The mayor said the city had decided to begin distributing the Viagra pills to the wives of the men who signed up for the program. Okay. That way, when the women are in the mood, they can give the pills to their husbands.
Which would be never.
No, not in all marriages, just yours.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You.
Hey, women can take Viagra, too.
I've heard of that, but I wonder if it has the same stimulant for the women. You know what I mean?
Well,
most women don't have dicks, Travis.
Yeah. Well, except for, what was it, that picture of China? I mean, your clit was fucking disgusting. Huge!
Oh, God, why does that come back to haunt me?
She looked like a freaking hermaphrodite.
Did you ever see that, Travis? Probably what it was.
I've never seen the picture. Wish you guys would have saved it and sent it to me.
Eric's got it. I'll get him to send it to you.
Oh, yeah. Good, because I want to use it as the album artwork. That's really good filming.
Oh.
Did you see that, Ed?
Yes, I did, unfortunately.
Once you see it, you won't want to use it as album artwork for the show.
It's disgusting.
I mean... I've never seen a clit that looked circumcised before, but that one did.
Oh my god, okay.
It was because that's not what it was.
Idea rejected. Okay.
Hey, Eric sent it to me. I am your email address, and I'll send it to you right now.
Just Skype it to him.
I can just
Skype it to you. Here, never mind.
Okay, well, I was going to just... give you my email address, but, alrighty. Okay, I'll just go on to the next story here. Royal Flush. New York City gets fancy thrones. Even amid the flashing lights and dizzying colors of Times Square, this is one tourist magnet that's hard to miss. A huge glowing blue sign bearing the word restrooms and an arrow pointing down. In a public relations extravaganza that just begged for potty humor, A toilet paper company rolled out a fit-for-royalty complex of new public thrones in Times Square on Monday, just in time for the busy holiday season.
It was Charmin. I saw it on the news.
Okay.
Because so much is happening in Chicago that they got to talk about Times Square and Charmin toilet paper.
You put in a bar in this place and we'd really rock, said actress Doris Roberts, best known as the mom on television's Everybody Loves Raymond. As newly crowned Queen of the Throne, Roberts snipped a white toilet paper ribbon with jumbo scissors before commencing with the ceremonial first flush.
I wonder if she took a shit before she...
I could go for one right about now, but I'm going to wait till later.
Oh, I just did.
Oh, man, nothing like a good poop before you podcast. Mm-hmm.
It was just baby poops. Like
that's not the first time that Andrea's announced that she has had a poop. So,
yeah, she's already told me all about it this morning.
I've heard about her poops more times than I have cared to already.
Unless it was like the bad lunch poop. But anyways, we've had that story before. You too can take the escalators upstairs to a waiting room with flat screen TVs, a fireplace, a kid's mini dance floor, and plush white couches. Don't be shy about taking photos as you wait to use one of the 20 stalls. Need directions? Organizers even have workers with cloth toilets attached to their jackets walking around Times Square and telling people where to go. That's just awesome. Oh my god. We wanted to get our product into the hands of consumers, and we figured this was an innovative way of doing it, said Adam Lesak, assistant broad manager for Charmin, which built the Ritzy John joint at a former bar in the middle of one of the world's busiest intersections. There will be about 30 workers hired to clean the stalls after each use. Someone does have a bad lunch poop, but they have 30 workers hired to clean the stalls after each use. The free facility is complete with white porcelain sinks and toilets, and a light overhead that tells visitors when a stall is open. Even has theme rooms, Times Square, Wall Street, and of course, the one devoted to Roberts. Oh my god. Well, let me guess. You have a big picture of Doris Roberts and Ray Romano looking at you while you're taking a shit? Is that what's going on?
That would unclog me.
I tried one. They are safe, charming, not cold, said Roberts. They are very elegant.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be great for the bums to live in Times Square.
Well, anyways, it said Charmin, owned by Cincinnati-based Procter & Gamble, has leased Times Square space until 6 p.m. on December 31st.
Wow. Since when do you have to market a toilet?
It's not toilet, it's just the toilet paper. And since when is Charmin not a household name? I mean, who buys something other than Charmin? Probably Brian.
I think I got Charmin. I can go upstairs and look. There's a number of different toilet papers that you can have.
I buy the Charmin Ultra because it's soft on my delicate tush.
I buy like whatever the fuck comes in like the
your
quadruple
tush.
Jumbo rolls.
Your delicate tush. What are you doing, Andrew, to make your tush not so cush?
Pooping.
And she needs to get it nice and clean when she's done. She's a double wiper. Are you a scruncher?
Or a folder?
I'm a scruncher. Gosh.
I'm a folder. Scruncher.
Baby wipes. 1,000 uses for baby wipes.
What the fuck do you fold for, Travis?
To me,
baby wipes? Are you like a, are you a stripper, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I
keep
fold.
It nice and clean?
Yeah. Are you a folder, Ed?
I've become more of a folder. I used to do that, you know, conveyor belt thing, but, you know.
Conveyor belt thing?
You start at one end and just scrunch as you go along.
Like wrap it around your finger.
No.
Oh. I fold because to me it just seems a lot cleaner, you know. When you scrunch, it's like there's a good chance a piece of that toilet paper will end up on your fingers after you've wiped. That's gross.
Do we not wash our hands after anyway?
Yeah, I wash my hands afterwards, but you know what? I still don't want to get poop on my fingers.
It's your poop.
I know it's my
poop. Somebody
but
else's
it's still
poop.
Gross. It don't matter. It don't matter.
That's why you wash your hands.
Oh, Christ. Next story. Speaking of things that stink, traveler ejected.
All employees are required to wash their hands after visiting.
Well, and Travis works in an old folks home.
Yes.
Like the old people are washing their hands.
Did you get them Viagra?
Okay, I heard this really funny story about one of the residents. This was years ago. She used to play with her poop after she went potty.
Nice.
Did you just say potty?
He just said
potty. I love that word
potty.
It's fucking hilarious. I don't know why. I always lose it whenever somebody like would just say potty to me, and I always laugh my ass off because it's such a silly word.
Hey, Travis.
Yes.
Potty.
Does it sound naughty when Andrea says it?
That wasn't. Oh, do it in the naughty voice. Let's try that.
Hey, Travis.
Yeah.
Potty.
Oh god!
Hey,
I feel like a retard.
That's truly disturbing.
I feel like a retard now. But anyways, I'm doofy. Anyways, moving on. Traveler ejected for his smell loses legal suit. A court in Germany rejected the man's compensation claim against an airline after a cabin crew ordered him off of a plane because other passengers were offended by his smell. An appeals court in the western city of... I'm going to try this. Düsseldorf. Upheld an earlier ruling that British Airways had acted within its rights by removing the man from the aircraft after a female passenger sitting next to him complained about his smell. The stewardess took him to one side and asked him if he could put on a fresh shirt, but they were all in the hold. So then he was asked to leave the plane about 2 minutes before takeoff. British Airways said other passengers were upset by the smell. The corporate lawyer and his wife were scheduled to return home from Hawaii via Los Angeles on a British Airways flight subcontracted to American Airlines last year, missed their connection to Germany when the incident forced them to take the next plane.
So, did you get home after you took that next plane, Jack?
Excuse me.
Oh man, where was I? Including the cost of staying an extra night in Los Angeles, the earnings he had forfeited, and his wife lost holiday time, the man calculated British Airways owed him nearly 2,200 euros, which is $2,819, and took his case to a lower court in Düsseldorf earlier this year. I hate saying those damn names.
Jesus Christ, it's Düsseldorf.
Düsseldorf. Thank you.
Düsseldorf.
Düsseldorf, you dumbass. Okay. The man said he couldn't help sweating after carrying the three suitcases in 29 degrees Celsius of heat and sitting in an airport for 2 hours with no air conditioning. That's why God invented... Well, actually, God, what the hell am I saying? That's why we have deodorants and colognes. It's nice to leave the house.
What if your religion doesn't allow you to wear deodorants and colognes? What if you don't feel like rubbing like aluminum and shit like that in your armpits? I mean, there are some people that are like really against deodorant because of some of the stuff that's in it.
Well,
yeah.
Well, you know what? Then you're just a stinky son of a bitch.
I saw a story, it was probably a couple months ago, about there's actually some sort of medical condition where people are missing some sort of something in their system.
Like a
and
sweat
it
glands.
Makes them, yeah, well, not necessarily sweat glands, but it whatever it is, it makes their body give off an odor that smells like raw fish or something like that.
Oh, jeez.
It's called douche.
Oh, what a douche. Anyways, the court... the appeals court delivered a judgment Wednesday by default against the man when he failed to attend the hearing. The man who told the court he was stuck in traffic has the right to appeal. Well, good luck to you, my stinky son of a bitch. Okay, this next one. Seattle beverage firm.
Okay.
Oh, you guys want comments?
You're not leaving time to comment?
Travis is like, and two, three. All right.
Yeah, it's like Bill Maher. Okay, that one died. Right, just like flopped right out there. Okay,
Bill
next.
Maher. He's a cool guy. I think he has a podcast of his own. I think
he's got about eight of them.
Shit.
They repurpose stuff from the show.
Yeah.
They do the whole show about a week later. Actually.
Yeah. Anyways, go and comment a little further about that story, guys. It's cool. We got time.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like to defend your position, Jack?
Yeah, we're done.
We're done. All right. Oh, well, see, the thing is, though, I'm wondering if the guy might have had a nice shower before he left. That could have also helped, too.
Look, I've gotten on
planes. Sounds like he might have had a golden shower before.
Oh, jeez. There's the explicit tag. Wait, we've already earned it already. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I earned that a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, we said fuck. We said clit. We said
Son of a bitch.
Well, circumcise. No, son of a bitch. You could say that like in the middle of the day.
Did everyone that wanted the picture in question get it, by the way?
Oh, I got it. I just haven't opened it yet. I'll take a look
at it. Open it, man. Open it now.
All right, all right. I'll take a look at it. Do it. Do it, man. Oh, my God. Dude, you're not going to believe this. My left ear completely opened. Yes, I'm better.
I'm all because of the picture.
All because of that clip.
I have no picture. Here it comes. I'm scared. I'm fucking scared.
It's bigger than a Q-tip.
That's not bad. Well, you know.
It's not bad.
It's like, fucking thumb size.
Travis.
You ever been with a chick that had a giamongous clit like that? If you saw a clit like that.
I have, and you know what? It was fucking awesome.
What was his name?
What?
Bob.
Bob.
That's just wrong, man. I feel. Ew.
If somebody has a clit that looks like that, I'd be checking for nuts underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
If you look in that picture closely, you see a dick that was trying to enter her, so there you go. That's,
Just be a hermaphrodite.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Travis, you have literally been with women who look like that?
I've been with women who had a pretty nice-sized clit.
That big?
Not that big, but it was very noticeable.
That is more fucking than a McDonald's
meal.
That was a fucking Big Mac, bro. Okay.
That's like fucking thumb size, dude.
I call bullshit on Travis.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to take pictures. Unfortunately, she doesn't want them distributed on the internet.
You don't have to distribute them on the internet, just to us.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and do the internet part.
Or have her call.
Right.
Have her call up Andrea, and Andrea will find out if this is real or not.
I call bullshit.
Just have her call the clit line.
The clit.
Yeah, have her call the clit line.
Oh, clit line. Call us. What are you
talking about? Her clit.
Something clit.
Anyways, moving forward. Okay, y'all remember that thing with the Jones Soda? They always come out with their holiday pack every year.
Okay.
No, I'm still blinded by the image of the giamongous clit.
Okay. All right. Read the story.
That will cause a problem for you for at least an hour, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. See, and I didn't even see it. I just brain burn.
Okay. Well, anyways.
It ruined my inner child.
Moving on.
It ruined your inner child.
Okay, let's move along, people. Nothing left to see here. Come on, move along, move along.
Okay. Your inner child is in timeout.
You know, timeout doesn't work.
Anyways.
Doesn't work.
Seattle beverage firm offers pea-flavored soft drinks.
Oh, no.
Now, just listen.
What?
Just listen. After introducing the world to new soft drink flavors like fish, taco, and salmon, Seattle beverage maker Jones Soda Company is offering a new flavor, green pea. Green pea, along with other unusual sodas such as turkey and gravy, dinner roll, sweet potato, and antacid flavor. Oh, God. Alka-Seltzer, hello. Will be part of the company's $10 to $15 holiday pack of bottled drinks available nationwide. Peter Van Stolk.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know. I've had it last year, and I'll tell you about it after I read the story. Peter Van Stolk, chief executive of Jones Soda, said on Monday the collection of strange flavored sodas usually sell out quickly, even though he cannot stomach the drinks. Past flavors included broccoli casserole, corn on the cob, and Brussels sprout. That was fucking gross. I had that last year. Nasty. Why people buy it is beyond me. I can't drink a bottle of this stuff. Jones Soda, which sells traditional sodas alongside more exotic flavors like Fufu Berry and Green Apple, first introduced the Holiday Soda Pack in 2003, gaining notoriety for its turkey and gravy flavored soda. We have the market share leader in turkey-flavored beverages. We know we can't compete with Coke or Pepsi by playing their game, but we know they're not going to come out with a turkey flavor or antacid flavor.
God damn it, we're number one in turkey-flavored soda now.
Yeah.
God
In time for Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Ask if there were any other flavors that were off limits. Van Stolks said he put his foot down when it came down to chicken flavor. Fish taco was just nasty, and we tried curry chicken. That was just wrong, he said.
What's wrong with eating a fish taco?
Yeah,
it's like drinking the soda version.
Yeah, fish taco's good.
Maybe it's
carbonated fish taco.
Fish taco soda, though, doesn't sound good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last year, I bought one of those 5-packs. It came with the turkey and gravy, of course. It came with mashed potatoes, the Brussels sprout. Yeah, Brussels sprout, that was another one. Cranberry was okay, but it wasn't very strong in flavor. It was, you know,
how much was the 5-pack?
$10 to $15.
$10 to $15. You complain about not having money to spend on podcasting stuff, but you can spend $10 to $15 on five fucked up flavors.
Brian, before you really get into that rant, here's the thing. I bought that before I started podcasting.
Okay.
Alright. So therefore the money didn't go anywhere towards podcasting except for trying this stuff out. I took it to work.
Dude, you don't have to defend what you spend money on.
I know. But the thing is, though, I was trying to think of what the other flavor was. Oh, yeah, it was pumpkin pie.
That would be good.
It was pretty good. I have to say, of the five flavors, that was the best one. Cranberry sauce came in second. And obviously Brussels sprout.
Doesn't that just taste like cranberry juice?
Sort of, but yeah. It was very weak.
Ocean spray, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, you gotta have the ocean spray, man. But yeah, that was fucking disgusting. I took it to work, and everybody just about threw up because the flavors were that nasty.
Did you give it to the old people?
No. I worked at somewhere else before I worked at the nursing home.
Yeah, you were, like, working at the chicken place, right?
Yeah, that's
right. Used to work at a chicken place?
Yeah, at KFC.
Oh, come on, you're not supposed to plug them.
I'll fucking plug them.
It's okay, they're not gonna be called... They're not going to be called KFC much longer. They're going back to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, yeah? They can call it chicken again?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
call it chicken
again. Stretch.
There was a lower court ruling that was overturned.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but no. KFC is just easier to say.
Jack's just like, no.
No.
I'm just making this shit up.
Okay.
Brian, really?
Okay, I got one more.
Hey, Andrea, fuck off.
Fuck off. Damn. And fuck me. Okay.
Nice.
Thank you.
In which order?
Yeah.
Okay. Woman. One more story.
Lost my bong head and everything.
Woman charged for poisoned sandwiches. In New Jersey, an Ocean County woman... who police say tried to poison her living sister and her sister's boyfriend by putting rat poison in her sandwiches, has been charged with 2 counts of attempted murder. Dana Simmons, 43, was arrested Friday after her sister called police to report finding rat poison pellets in the couple's sandwiches on 2 separate occasions. The sister, 51, and the boyfriend, 50, did not eat the sandwiches and were unharmed. The first time Simmons' sister noticed something odd was earlier in the week when Simmons brought home sandwiches for the couple that appeared to have blue-green pellets mixed in with the chicken. The couple thought it was strange and threw out the food without eating any. Authorities said when Simmons came home again the next day with sandwiches for the couple, they figured out what the pellets were made of. They saw the blue-green pellets again and made the connection to the container of rat poison they found in the house. Ocean County...
This is her fucking sister.
The assistant prosecutor...
She doesn't even crush them up or anything. She just puts them in there.
She's fucking poo. Yeah. If you're going to poison somebody, aren't you going to at least try to, like, disguise it?
I mean, is chicken salad supposed to have blue shit in it? Because there's this blue shit in here.
Well, you know what? And I don't understand...
She should have got, like, some...
If somebody made me a sandwich and it had poison in it, I wouldn't ask them to make me another one.
Right.
It's true.
So the thing is, though, they didn't eat those sandwiches. But the next day, she brought another set of sandwiches home because, according to the story, Simmons, who recently worked at a nearby deli, faces 5 to 10 years in prison for each attempted murder charge if convicted. She was released on her own recognizance, whatever. But anyways.
Recognizance.
Recognizance. See, I don't really read that much. But anyways.
Dusseldorf, recognizance.
Whatever. Anyways, according to the story, she brought home sandwiches that one day.
The unpronunciation show.
Whatever. Anyways, according to the story, she brought home sandwiches that one day. The couple noticed the blue-green pellets in the sandwiches and didn't eat them. So her sister brought home sandwiches the next day. So, and they figured something was up, so Bob's your uncle.
Well, and they said she worked in a sandwich shop, right? So it's probably not unusual for her to bring home sandwiches.
And I want
to eat it all the time.
Why didn't she put, like, gorgonzola cheese on it or something like that? Try to, like, disguise the
poison.
She's
an idiot. That's why. She's an idiot.
What deli leaves rat poison open to anybody to be able to use it?
You really want to hang out at the deli that has to keep rat poison open lying around.
You know? God damn it. Oh, man. I love stupid criminals. I really do. Because they make the funniest fucking news.
Yeah. It's a good thing she got out on her own recognizance, though.
Yeah.
I thought that was reconnaissance, like when you send a squad out to see if... Oh,
the
wait, that's not...
Recon squad.
That's
recon squad.
Oh, that's... Wait, that's something else.
Okay. Of course, now when I think about thing with the sandwiches, I keep thinking about episode 37, part 2. Did you guys listen to what I did at the beginning of the show?
No.
Okay.
No.
If you haven't heard it yet, I played this one bit. Okay, how many of you remember the one song that they used to play in movie theaters? You know, let's all go to the lobby.
Ooh, Jack does.
They still play that song.
Okay.
Yeah, they still play it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Have you been to a movie for a while, Andrea?
No, I honestly haven't.
Well, what I did was, if you go back and listen to episode 37, part 2, I added something to that song, and it's really fucking hilarious.
Well, what is it?
Can't
play it for us now.
You have to go listen.
Well, then why are you talking about it?
All right, fine. Okay, if you haven't listened to it, here's why I added it. I added a bunch of sounds of people vomiting.
Nice.
Hey, well, here's the thing. They're all talking about popcorn, candy, and sodas. I thought, okay, let's just add a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Let's make it fucking hilarious. So there you go.
Wow.
I have a very morbid imagination, and it seems to be getting me pretty far. Not really. Let's just be honest.
How far exactly have you gotten?
Oh, well, Jesus. I mean...
Second base.
Second base. Woo-hoo. I'm hoping for a home base would be, oh, I don't know, Sirius Stars 102. Home plate.
Oh, aim higher.
Well, I like this show to end up on terrestrial radio, but I don't think it would quite work.
You don't want
radio's,
that.
Radio's dead. You have a podcast.
Right. Yeah. Pod people taking over.
Here, let's play your intro right now. Can you hear that?
That's Blueberry with Thieves.com.
That's a commercial.
Channel communications. Hang on. Listen or else.
Now that
I'd like to thank the Academy.
That art.
That was what?
It was art.
Oh, thank you.
Art, exactly.
I'm so proud of me. I did such a good job.
We're all speechless.
I don't have anything to add to that, guys.
I'm amazed that I could get it on faster than Travis could, too.
Well, you do have...
Yeah, especially at your age.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just influenced by Andrea. I'm sorry about that.
No, you have to forgive Brian, because it's like the first time in a long time that he's not the oldest person.
Oh, jeez. Well, here's the thing.
Although I generally don't have a problem with it. Like, Andrea's, like, still in mourning over turning 30.
Whatever!
See? Do you hear the anger in her voice?
Don't, hey,
she sounds
Brian,
like a woman
nice.
Scorned by turning 30.
Mm-hmm. Brian, be nice to her. I mean, she already knows it's the beginning of the end. I mean, come on. Be nice.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm just
teasing
Andrea.
I hate to tell you this, guys, but when I was in my 20s, I was dating women in their 30s, and they were all really hot.
Really Jack's hot. A MILF man.
I'd date someone in their 30s. I really would. But the thing is, though, she's not that interested in me, and she knows who she is.
Is this...
So that's bad, I guess.
Well,
that knows who she is. We wouldn't
she's
want
just
that.
Not that into me. Okay, there's a clue. Oh, fuck it. We all know who I'm talking about.
Travis... Well, Ed and Jack don't know. Travis...
Yeah.
I don't know.
...obsessed with...
With Karen from Rumor Girls. I have this mad crush on the girl.
Oh, Karen.
Yeah, oh my god.
Has she broken your heart?
Oh, well, here's the thing. I really want to, get with this girl and all that stuff and, see what she's all about. Get to know her on a personal level and maybe something would happen. But you know what? Like I said, she's just not that into me. And that kind of breaks my heart, dude.
You live 1,000 miles away.
I know, that's her too. She lives in Portland.
Is Karen aware of your
Have you started saving up money for a ticket to go there?
And
you keep saying you're going to go spend time with somebody else, somewhere else, every time you're talking about, like, saving money. You're talking about, like, heading out to Vegas or heading to Washington or something like that.
Oregon.
You know, you're never saying Oregon.
Did you go to... Were you at PME, Travis?
I couldn't go. I didn't. Wasn't able to raise the funds.
Oh, so you miss Karen and Carla in the pool.
I miss Karen, Carla, and Frank. I miss all the really cool people, so...
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have hung out with Don and Drew. I could have hung out with, oh, God. What's
Ed
that?
Ed and Jack.
Ed and Jack. Hey,
you could have hung out with Ed and Jack.
That's right.
Shane was there, yeah. And,
Javon. Javon V.
Jeff's great.
Oh.
Yeah.
Brother Love. Brother Love would be pretty
Andrea's
cool.
Andrea's like, oh, Javon. Oh.
I love Javon. Almost as much as I love Ed.
Oh.
Almost.
She doesn't love me, guys, so you have that.
You're still in the doghouse.
Uh-oh, Brian's gone. Oh, well, we'll bring him back. Anyways.
Doghouse, guys.
What? But
I don't know. That's what she said to me.
But anyways, yeah, I'll be. I hope I'll be able to make it next year. I should be able to. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, like I said, Karen's not that into me, but it's okay because hey, whatever. She's cool. You're all cool.
Is Karen aware of your love?
I think so.
Oh God, yeah.
I think so.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing. If you ever go to the Rumor Girl forums, there's this guy on there, and what the hell is his name? Oh, fuck. Runok? No, that's not right. Anyways, there's this other guy on there who, in my opinion, he seems a little more obsessed than I am, because he says some pretty cool, says. Stupid. I'm so stupid. He says other, a little more blunt comments, as it were. You know? Me, I'm just a little nicer about it. But, anyways.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't really get the words out right, but, whatever. It all sucks.
It does.
Okay, let me see. What should we do next?
What other news stories do you have?
Oh, that's all I had, unless anybody has something they want to share. Yeah. Where's Brian? Did we piss him off or something? What's going on?
I don't know. It just says he dropped.
Okay. He'll probably be back on here momentarily. Okay. Well, anyway, for some Q&A, perhaps? Maybe?
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
What was the name of the girl with the big, huge clit?
Well, what am I? I don't know. How am I supposed to know?
You said you were with her.
Oh, I see. Her name. Oh, maybe I don't know if I should mention her real name. Oh.
Well, name. Well, probably a million people have it.
That's true. Well, her name was Kelly. And
I know her.
Oh. Yeah, she had a very nice sized clit. It was really nice.
But the thing that bothers me is that you consider that nice sized.
Yeah.
Doesn't that disturb you guys?
Well, yeah, let me ask you something, Andrea. Does it disturb you when you see a guy with a huge cock?
Yeah, at times it has.
I've heard that story.
Well, I haven't, so let's hear it now.
No.
Oh.
This is not an appropriate... I'm not in an appropriate setting.
That's right. She has to get drunk first, or maybe a little stoned.
I don't do that stuff.
Oh, okay.
She's pure.
Okay, well, anyways, to further go along with the story, yeah, she was very nice size, and well, it was a lot of fun to play with, let's just be honest. I rather enjoyed it.
Have you ever had a gay experience?
Ew!
It's a legit question.
I was wondering, did it seem like kind of like a little dick?
Well, it wasn't.
Did it get erect?
It wasn't that big, but it was very. It was nice and plump. Your clit.
Did it get erect?
Nice. It was.
Did it,
well, I guess.
It got erect?
Well, it wasn't to the point where it was standing up and poking me in the eye, so I guess that's a good thing.
Did it come?
Well, just, yeah, well, but let's just make it fair. She is a woman, so there you go. Has been, always will be.
Question.
It was a legitimate question, and I answered it.
No, you didn't. You didn't answer it at all.
He was kind of evasive, actually.
I was probably evasive.
Well, answer it.
It was really nice. It was a nice-sized clit. It was very, you know. Plump and juicy and plump when you cook it. It was nice. Mm. Like licking it and all that other good stuff. Holy fuck, it was something else. She was a good lay too. But here's the thing when it comes to women though. I only have sex with those who I'm loved. And I loved her very much because she meant the world to me, yo. She really did. She was by far one of the coolest people I ever got to know.
Did she have boobs?
Did she have what? Boobs? Yeah, of course. Oh, man, she had a really nice rack, too.
Okay.
I miss her, though. You know, she actually was...
Moving right along.
She actually was the one who bought me the tickets to go to the Blue Man Group for my birthday. And that was a lot of fun. We had a great time together. Of course, we went as friends, but it was still a pretty cool experience because I got to do something really, you know, fun and special with her, even though she bought the tickets. It was cool. Hey, so there he is.
When are you going to, Maine?
I'll try to see what I can do, but only if Carla and Frank will let me crash at their place. Because I probably won't have enough money for a hotel room.
You can get deals.
True, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I'd just let somebody I've never met crash my house.
Yeah, that's
just
probably
me.
A good point.
Yeah. I'll sleep in the bathtub, guys. It'll be all right. All I ask for is a pillow and a blanket, and I'm okay.
You're
going to
sleep in the bathtub?
I've done it before.
What if somebody has to pee in the middle of the night?
Well, for one thing, I'm not sleeping in the toilet.
No, but you're in the room where the toilet is housed.
So if they go to pee, I'll make sure I turn my head the other way so I'm not looking at them. Good grief. Or better yet, I'll have the shower curtain pulled so that way nobody can see me and vice versa.
Hey. What'd I miss?
Listen. Travis wants to go to Maine to meet Karen, but he wants to crash in Frank and Carla's bathroom.
In the bathroom?
Yeah. And if somebody needs to pee in the middle of the night, he'll just turn, he'll roll over.
He'll roll over, like, and let him pee on him?
No.
You're into that, Travis?
He'll roll over so he doesn't watch that.
Once you try a golden shower, man, it's fucking awesome. No, but I said that if that were the case, if I was allowed to do that, not saying it's going to happen because, well, it won't fucking happen, but if it did, I'd also make sure the curtain was pulled so that way nobody can see me and vice versa.
Well, why don't you just bring a sleeping bag and a pillow and sleep on the floor in their little office there?
Okay, that's another thing I have to go buy, a sleeping bag. Let's put that on the Christmas list. Sleeping bag. Okay.
You don't have a sleeping bag?
No, I haven't had a sleeping bag in years. Dude, I never went camping. That's sad enough. I've never gone camping before. So henceforth, I don't have a sleeping bag.
Oh, yeah.
Ever have a slumber party?
Yeah, so I've never really done much of anything with my life, which is pretty sad.
You could, like, set up, like, a little, one of those, like, little, blanket tents in the, in their computer room.
I think that if, Travis were to stay with them, he'd have his own built-in tent going on.
But it wouldn't be very
only
big.
Only if I heard some action going on in the bedroom. See, I saw what Andrew was going with that, so there you go.
So you would get excited hearing Carla and Frank in the bedroom?
Actually, I'm thinking about it. I'm not sure. It'd be creepy. It'd be creepy. Now, if Mary was still doing the podcast with them, that would be different.
What happened to Mary? I want to know what happened to Mary.
I don't know. They had some big fight. Who knows?
No, there wasn't a fight. Okay, this was explained on one of their early episodes of Uncut. What happened was the Mary and Carla show was signed to Podshow. And Carla and Frank, they signed, you know, to join it. But Mary was very, she was not very enthusiastic about that. But get this, when they got the contracts, Mary actually had a lawyer, and I guess it's, I don't know if it was a boyfriend or whatnot, but... Actually, she was seeing some dude. But anyways, she took this contract to a lawyer to look over and all that stuff. And I guess, in the end, Mary's like, well, I don't really want to do this. I just want to do this show for fun. I didn't want to turn into a business. So to make a long story short, Mary just backed out. The Mary and Carla show was over, and now we have Rumor Girls, which I think is 100 times better than Mary and Carla, because it has a lot more substance. But... However,
I don't know. You know,
Carla was pretty bad.
But the problem I'm having was
there was something about the Mary and Carla show, which it was almost like a train wreck waiting to happen. Like I had to watch it.
But yeah, that's what made it compelling.
I had to watch it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, I'm watching Rumor Girls now, and their shows are getting a lot shorter. And plus, it's like they're rushing to try to get through everything. Like, whatever happened to the good times when the show was like a half hour long? That's my biggest problem with Rumor Girls.
Because they're all consuming Splenda. That's it.
They have nothing new to talk about. Nothing new to talk about. Frank is out there doing all kinds of stuff. Carla's there, like, being Frank's cheerleader. And Karen still doesn't have a date for anything. It's the same show every week.
I know. But one wondering is, why in the world can't they just do something that would make the show a half hour long? It's like, oh, we're... You know, Bob's your uncle.
What do you suggest?
Well, here we go again. Splenda. Rumors. Frank and Carla. You know, I don't have a date. There we go. Bye-bye. That's it. Guys, slow it down. Make the show a half hour long. Don't rush it. Okay?
I don't know. I don't mind the shorter shows, because then they don't take, like, 45 minutes to download.
I'll take that risk. I just don't like the shows being so fucking short. I hate it.
Yeah, it's because your Karen time is cut down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, I thought when they launched Diaries, I seriously thought it was going to be like, okay, almost every other installment would be like, okay, them talking about what's going on with them this week and blah, blah, blah. Now it's like outtakes, which isn't that bad. I like outtakes. But I don't know, just Diaries to me just seems like it's another version of Rumor Girls, you know, the video podcast. You know, I don't know, it's something.
Well, is anybody, are you, either are you two, Jack or Ed, into any of the pod show? Are you guys in pod show?
You're involved, aren't you, Jack?
I let them host my files, but I haven't signed anything.
How can I do that? Let's have them host my files.
Because they host them for free.
Mm-hmm.
So could I put every single file that I have on this show, like starting from episode one, I could give them to Podshow and they can put them on their servers for free?
You can vacuum suck it.
Yes. Yes.
Vacuum suck it.
Cool.
You could do that.
All right, well, I have to contact them, see if they can host all the episodes. I mean,
Just using their bandwidth, although now my host upgrade, they keep, like, randomly upgrading everybody's account, and I can handle my bandwidth now, but I'm already doing it this way, so.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm actually going to do a seasonal Christmas music show and trying to figure out whether I want to just throw things on Pod Show for that time or do some other thing.
You can always just start some up and use it temporarily and then stop it.
Yeah, exactly.
How much stuff can you put on there?
Go out.
Do they have limits if you're not like a official Pod Show contract signing?
No, they're making money off your stuff if you put it up there for free.
Huh. I wouldn't
mind. They can throw the ads in the front and in the back of your show. That's part of the contract, if you will, that you agreement that you sign with them when you agree for them to do the free hosting.
I wouldn't mind that at all. I really wouldn't, because I don't want to do it for the exposure. And
Travis loves exposing himself, but we're not going to get into that now. Okay. We were told
we already went there.
Yeah, we've gone there before, and we've kind of promised Travis that we wouldn't go there again.
Yes, but yeah, my heart has always been set on being on Pod Show, so I should really contact them and see if they could do some free hosting for me, so I can get every single episode onto their server. And I don't mind if they add stuff to it; that'd be fucking cool. I'd be down with that, seriously.
Why would you be down with somebody adding something to your show that you weren't making any money off?
Well, here's the thing. Like I said, it's the exposure, and I've always had my heart set on being on Pod Show, especially if it was an exclusive thing.
But you're not making any money.
Well, to me, I guess it's just not. It's not something I'm really high strung about. Okay. I'm gonna be honest.
It's about more than money.
Yeah. This is about something I've always wanted to do, okay? When I launched this show back in February, I always thought it'd be kind of cool to be signed to Pod Show, especially on an exclusive basis. I really didn't have my heart set on getting paid for it. I just wanted to see how far something like this could go.
Well, then you should definitely contact them, because I am sure that they would take you on as a Pod Show artist and not pay you. I'm sure they'd be happy with that.
In fact, you don't even need to contact them. Just go to the website and they have a sign up right there.
Yeah, because we are on Pod Show. I just like to have all the files hosted by them as an exclusive
exactly.
thing. And then, like I said, I don't give a shit if I don't get paid. That's not what this is all about. I just want to see what
you want to save the $10 a month.
Well, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
But you know, I'll contact them and see if it's at all possible if they can do that. And if they can,
you don't even need
I'm
to contact
happy.
Them. Just go to the website.
All right. Well, you know what I mean. I'll go to the website and I'll do just that, okay? All right. Moving along. Hi. Okay.
So, Your little fantasy, you're sleeping in Frank and Carla's bathtub.
I go over to Karen's, but hey, let's not freak her out. Let's freak out the really cool people. I'm just joking.
Cool. I don't know.
They're all cool
people. Saying you would go all the way there and then, like, hang out in the bathroom the whole time? Don't you think they'd try to get creeped out by that?
Well, that was my question. What if somebody had to pee in the middle of the night? And Travis goes, well, that's fine. I just roll over.
Well, that way they get just a little bit of privacy, so I'm not looking at somebody doing their business. I mean, now
it's... being in their bathroom?
What, yeah, what about, like, in the morning when you got to do more than just take a leak?
Oh.
I mean, like, when I go take, like, my morning dumper, you know, nobody wants to go in there for a while. I can guarantee you.
Yeah, we all like taking a nice morning.
And
yeah, taking a deuce in the morning, you know, that's pretty good.
I'm a little older. Frank's older than me, so we should on a schedule, guy. That's Jack.
The last time I took
if something doesn't happen, if you can't set his watch by it, there's something wrong.
Just make sure they don't squeeze the Charmin. Okay. do we lose Jack?
He's fair square.
Yeah, Jack had to reboot.
Oh, okay, so we just got Ed with us. Okay. Moving along. Okay.
Since, so what else is there to talk about, Travis?
Well, there's always this.
And now for something completely different.
The Un Radio Show presents...
Shout out to...
Un Radio's Fantabulous 5.
Excellent!
Fantabulous 5. Okay, since it's Thanksgiving week and we'd like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving... Well, how about we just go ahead and mention my favorite things I like to eat on Thanksgiving?
Okay.
Bathroom tile. After having a whole bottle of Jägermeister. Yes. Okay.
Oh, come on. You don't drink Jägermeister.
Well, for some who do, they probably do taste bathroom tile after they've had a bottle of Jägermeister.
No. I never end up tasting bathroom tile after. Cheap whiskey will get me, but,
no kidding.
Jägermeister. I mean, yeah, Jägermeister's good stuff.
Okay. Anyways, favorite things to eat on Thanksgiving. I'll start at number 5. Mashed potatoes. Would be a little higher than the list, but unfortunately around my house, we have mashed potatoes almost every fucking night.
Yeah, but usually on Thanksgiving, they're real.
No, we have real mashed potatoes all year long, believe me. We have real potatoes and everything.
What are you making for Thanksgiving, Ed?
I'm actually going out to some friends, and they're doing most of the cooking. We're bringing dessert, and that's about it.
Pumpkin cheesecake?
Not pumpkin cheesecake. We're bringing a chocolate eclair dessert.
Oh, there you go. Number 5, pistachio salad.
Ew.
Ew.
I just can't eat food that has nuts in it.
He doesn't like nuts. Okay, we get you.
That's not what he said.
Oh, Christ. Number 3, stuffing.
Stuffing is fucking good. Stuffing's like one of my favorite things from most any big family dinner. Unless it's got like the turkey guts in it.
Oh, the dew.
There's some folks that will like sneak all the turkey guts into their stuffing.
That's really disgusting.
You know, you're eating some good stuffing, you get a chunk of liver in it.
Oh, yeah. My dad, every year when we have Thanksgiving, he says, save the giblets. I want them. So we always put them aside and all that stuff, and he eats them.
What precisely are giblets?
It's just mostly the turkey's...
intestines.
Yeah, their insides, as it were.
Turkey guts,
like the liver, the turkey heart, you know, just stuff like that. Like, Dad, how can you eat that crap?
Okay, what's number 2 and 1, Travis?
Number 2 is the cranberry sauce.
Oh, would that be the canned sauce or the fresh smashed cranberries?
You know, I like both. I like both, but I do prefer the actual homemade cranberry sauce. And number one, of course, turkey. With lots of gravy. With lots of gravy.
Hate turkey. You know what I do? You want to know what I do? Since I know you guys are all dying to know.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, tell us. Oh, I'm waiting in anticipation.
A big honking plate, and I put a big, huge spoonful of mashed potatoes.
Potatoes.
A big, huge spoonful of stuffing.
Okay.
Cover it all with a crap load of gravy.
Oh, yeah.
And then I take a big, huge hunk of cranberry sauce, not the shit that's shaped like a can, the real stuff.
Right.
And then I mix it all together.
So it looks like
that's what I eat.
Put it in a blender.
But it tastes phenomenal.
Add a little bit of
But I don't eat turkey. I don't like. Right. I don't eat turkey, so Thanksgiving's not a big. I'm not like woo.
I can't believe that some places they actually serve turducken for Thanksgiving. Turducken.
It's supposed to be like a big. Now they have tofurkey.
Yeah, I heard about that
tofurkey?
Too. Tofurkey.
That's going too far.
It is.
It's supposed to be pretty good.
If they had tofurkey to duck in, then that might be worth trying.
Oh, God. Ew.
That all got started with John Madden. He always has turducken at all the football games on Thanksgiving Day.
Who in the hell would want to combine three birds to make one big-ass one and call it turducken? Who?
Because he can.
People who like turkey, duck, and chicken.
Yeah.
I like them individually. I don't want them all mixed up. Come on. That's disgusting.
It's supposed to be great.
It is.
Have you ever had it? Have you ever had it? Don't knock it till you try it, man.
Well, that's a good point.
Next year, you might have to durken, and that'll be number one on your top five list. So there.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah.
Provide we're still doing a show next year. But I think we will be. I want to get up to 500 like Adam Curry, but that'll take like, what, 10 years? Because we do this as a weekly show.
You can do it every day. I just hit 600 yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You hit 600? Kick ass. Yeah.
Your birthday?
Yep.
Who's
How'd you manage to line them up like that?
I have no idea. I hit 500 on my 18th month podcast anniversary, so that was kind of weird, too.
Well, let's see.
Did you do anything special for the weather, then?
Said it was going to be nice.
It's supposed to be 60 here on Thursday.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like kick ass for Thanksgiving here. It's like warmer every day, which is
cool. Man, I swear to God, it was about to snow yesterday. I was in Michigan yesterday. It was about to snow. It's crazy.
That's not unusual.
It snowed a little bit, actually.
No, it always snows in Michigan, especially the west side of Michigan.
I love lake effect snow.
Ugh, God, that whole west side of Michigan by, like, where Brian lives all the way down to Indiana is, like, all snow.
I worked in South Bend for a year and a half.
North of us is where they really get nailed, though. Like, in the Grand Rapids area, it gets hit a lot more than we do. And I used to live, like, a few miles out of town, and there's some really large hills. I'm talking, like, they probably... Elevation probably changes like a half a mile on the hills. Then there's like three of them, and that really
there's like three of them.
Yeah, there's three hills like that on the way into town, and that pretty much wipes out a lot of the really heavy snow. Like they get a lot more snow on the other side of that.
Hey, Ed. Here.
Yes.
Nice game this week.
Yeah. Mrs. B was giving me a hard time.
The Packers lost, what, 42-0?
Something like that.
Freaking cheeseheads.
This is all cool. This
is cool. Yeah.
Hey, Chicago plays the Pates this week.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a great game.
Are they playing on Thanksgiving Day?
No.
No.
Fuck.
No, they never do. Well, that's not true. I think a couple years ago we played Dallas. But, you know, it's just Dallas and Detroit on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah,
I think...
Although, Chiefs are playing this year, too.
Yeah, the Chiefs and Denver.
That's going to be a good game.
If Jack was here, he'd be busting you out on your Bears trivia there.
Why?
Because he's pretty good at nailing you on that stuff. He definitely knows his Bears trivia better than you do.
He just wants to nail me.
Exactly. She said it before I could.
Where's he at?
His internet went out.
For that long?
I don't know. He just sent me a text page that said my internet is gone. He said it like that, too, in the text page.
Because you can express a ton of emotion in the text page.
Oh, yeah. I'm always extremely emotional.
You know what? Don't get bitter at me because the Packers suck. It's not my fault you were born in the land of cheese.
Oh, shit.
Well, I'm proud of it.
Why?
It's my home. Darn it.
Fucking Green Bay.
Yeah, you know, at least Packer fans are a lot more loyal than Bears fans are.
That's bullshit. I've been a Bears fan since the day
I was good
born.
God.
Yeah, oh, here's the thing about Bears fans. They are going to gloat when they have, like, a big winning streak. They'll just say, you know, Bears rule and all that stuff. But the minute they start losing, they clam up.
Yes.
Well, you know what? After 17 years of being a shitty team, you just kind of have to sit there and go, fuck. Here we go, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's finally your turn to start winning some stuff, hell yeah. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Travis, if you didn't get laid for 17 years and then you finally got some ass, you'd be like, yeah. That's how it feels.
Well, I guess I'm better than Chicago now, aren't I?
You're an Illinoisian.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm better than the Bears because I can get laid. And those guys, oh, yeah, they're finally winning some games. Oh, wow. But it doesn't mean they're going to make the playoffs or make the Super Bowl.
Actually,
they might have done that like 20 years ago. But you know what? I have yet to see history repeat itself.
Well, it's going to. And,
yeah, they've got a good chance.
As of this week, they're in the playoffs. So it's really not something you should talk about unless you know.
Well, here's the thing. That's true. But I don't know. I don't think you're gonna. I don't think you're gonna make the Super Bowl. I don't think it's gonna happen.
I do.
I think they got a great chance.
Well, we'll see. But I don't.
The teams that always do well in the Super Bowl are teams with great defenses, and Chicago's got the best in the NFL. It's plain and simple.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, because they did actually win that one game against. Oh, geez,
they've
the
won
Cardinals.
Nine
Remember
games.
That? Yeah, they won that game.
They've
against
only
the
lost one game, and in '85, when we won the Super Bowl, the only team we lost to was the Miami Dolphins. And this year, the only team we've lost to is the Miami Dolphins.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Oh, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Oh, if I only did smoke a pipe. But anyways, well,
Travis doesn't smoke anything. Maybe a little coal now and then. That's about it.
Well, he's dating women with 4-inch clits.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I gotta call that girl up, man. I miss her.
Oh my god. Alright, well, are we done?
Yeah.
No.
Are you gonna kill this thing while it's still moving?
Yeah.
Still wiggling?
I guess I should. I guess Jack isn't coming back, so go and check out his podcast. Get Jacked.
It's getjack.hanamis.com. HANAMAS.
There you go. And Ed, where can we find your podcast?
Lookingoutthewindow.com or probably, which does not apply to anyone that's listening, caseyweather.org.
There you go.
And the new Christmas one is going to be podsafechristmas.com, but that'll be going up here in probably about a week.
Excellent. And of course, Andrea and Brian from Out of Order, and where can we find your podcast?
Over at OOOshow.com.
Andrea, where can we find Let's Get Naughty?
Let'sGetNaughtyPodcast.com.
Okay. And a couple more things here. You can email us at theunradioshow@gmail.com. Join the forum at theunradioshow.myfastforum.org. Visit us at a website at yunradioshow.podshow.com and yunradioshow.podomatic.com. That's where you send your donations. Come on, send them, people. Please, please, please. Yeah. And I'm trying to work on that phone number. I don't know what happened, so I'm going to try to get that fixed. So, but go ahead and send, like, any MP3 comments or Windows Media audio files. Send them at theunradioshow@gmail.com. Okay, with all that said and done, I'm going to kill this thing while I'm still alive and twitching. Going to play us out here. We got a song by Lacuna Coil. We played the song before, and I fucking love it. I'm going to play it again. It's Closer, Radio Edit. And until you hear from us again, stay on tune. Won't you get closer and too deep? Where there is something I wish for, I'll go through. Won't you get closer and to you? No hell to discover. I've got it all inside myself. Salvation you have reached is gone.
Provided for this episode came from PodSafe Music Network and PodSafeAudio.com.